Our grain and livestock markets are reacting to what's going on with our outside markets. I'm Keith Lundberg with your Farm News Update. Amanda Brill is with Total Farm Marketing based out of West Bend, Wisconsin. She, like the rest of us, have been watching what's going on with our markets, our grain and livestock markets, as they've been reacting to the outside markets.
I would definitely agree. Commodities across the board today and yesterday have been acting a little bit abnormally. I mean, we've got the grains down, the cattle are down as well. This comes despite, you know, cash last week was between 242, 245. So the October futures are at a discount to the cash. Box beef this morning, choice was up 263 at 416. Select was up 159 at 387. And then, you know, you look at the Dow, we have the Dow down 180 points today. It was down a couple hundred points yesterday.
Amanda had been watching the markets very closely on Tuesday and Wednesday when the markets especially were reacting to the Dow. And she said it's important to keep this in mind.
You typically see some sort of correlation between the lower Dow and the lower cattle. I do think that there is something, you know, outside market related macro sense probably to do with the coming interest rate announcement from Fed Chair Powell. One other thing to note, a little bit off topic, gold and silver are just absolutely skyrocketing the past 2 days. So when I see these commodities down, livestock down, you know, it kind of points to the fact that money is going into maybe safer investments.
And the hog markets are reacting about the same way.
Right. It's a similar story with the cattle. The cattle fundamentals are very strong in hogs. Export demand has been good. Cash values have been good. So, you know, we're down 82 cents today in December. It's likely tied to lower cattle and just kind of that general pressure on the commodity markets that we're seeing today.
With your farm news updates, I'm Keith Lundberg.